The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. And so far we have seen that in the first 10 verses, Arjuna surrendered. In the first chapter, he made all his arguments very powerfully why he should not fight. But in the end, he surrendered to Krishna and said, I am your Shishya. I do not know what to do. Just tell me what is right for me without any second. You tell me definitely what is good for me. After that, Bhagavan took upon himself to educate Arjuna what is right and what is wrong, what is permanent and what is impermanent. So without the foundation of that basic understanding of what is right and what is wrong, and what is permanent and what is impermanent, there is no way that Arjuna can come to a right decision or can understand why these actions are to be taken. A lot of times we say, well, we do this thing, but I don't know why we are doing it. That's because we don't have the foundation to base the decision on. And therefore, Bhagavan has taken upon himself to educate Arjuna about what is permanent and what is impermanent. So from verse 11 to 30, we say, what is permanent? He said, permanent is this self. Self is permanent. There is no beginning. There is no end. There is no death. There is no birth for the self itself. What is impermanent? These bodies are impermanent. This mind is impermanent. This intellect is impermanent. They have beginning. They have end. Body takes birth, comes into existence, remain in existence for a while, then goes into oblivion. Goes back to where it came from. From these five great elements it came from, it will merge into those five elements. Modification took place in those elements, became my body. The self did not change at all. It remained untainted by the changes which are happening around it. We have seen the classical example of the space and the conditioning the rooms. Conditioning will come and go, but the space remains unaffected. So we have seen that from 11 to 30. And now to make that argument from a different point of view. If there is a right way to do things, that has to be proven from any perspective you look at it. If we say that then D.C. is north of Richmond, then no matter whichever way you look at it, you go from 301, you go from 95, you go from 64 west and then take 81 and then come, it will still remain north of Richmond. So if my goal is to do the right actions, no matter whichever way I look at it, it has to come to the same conclusion. This is the right thing to do. So the next few verses which we had been seeing, Bhagavan now looks at it from a different point of view and say, we have looked at it from macro perspective, universality's perspective. Now let's look at it from a micro perspective of who you are. And then say, even looking at your swadharma, coming down to your level, what is your swadharma? Can we look at this situation from that perspective and come to the same conclusion? Or will we come to some different conclusion? And say, well, even from that perspective, this is the right thing to do. So we have seen this argument in last few verses saying, for a great warrior, there is no better opportunity than a righteous war. That you won't get ever a chance like you had been waiting for this. So this is a right chance for you. Also, if you run away, the people will not say good things about you. So we had seen this in last few verses, what is really appropriate. And they are coming to the same conclusion. Either I'm looking at it from a Swadharma perspective or from a philosophical perspective, I will come to the same conclusion that this is the right thing to do. So in other words, Gita continues to tell us that Swadharma is to be followed. That is the one sure way of not doing anything which is not appropriate. As long as we recognize our Swadharma, and that's where we, most of us, find it very difficult. What is my Swadharma? So last time Gopi brought up the point about Buddha. He said, I can run away, but Ajatasatru, you can't. The question was about Swadharma. Buddha showed from his beginning of his life, his Swadharma is contemplating, compassion. He was not interested into being a great warrior, even though it shows that he was pretty good at what he was doing. But always his Swadharma was to find these answers. Arjuna never showed that tendency, you know. Right from his childhood, he never said, I want to contemplate, I want to find these great answers. All he wanted to do is do what is right and take care of it. So from his Swadharma point of view, your Swadharma you exhibit from your childhood. Vijayadhyama, Putrana Lakshan, Parane. Vavana Lakshan, Barane. All of you non-Gujaratis, he said, you will see the nature of your son right from the cradle. What is going to be, what the likings are, what his dislikings are. As I told you, I figured out my granddaughter right from the age of 2, she likes music, she likes dances. When you ask her to draw, So you can see her tendency right from there. Now it is up to us whether to encourage her to do or we put her into a different direction. You know, next one says, Vahuna Lakshan Barane. The newly married woman comes to the house, right from the beginning you can figure out how she is going to behave. It really doesn't take too much time. So Swadharma is something which is inherent to you and you always carry with you. As long as you figure out what that is, then you will be better off. So the verses we had been saying, continue to say, Akirtim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te avyayam sambhavitasya cha akirtim maranad atihi uchyate. Continuing on that argument that you are the great hero, this is what you are looking over from. From your perspective, Swadharma, I should fight and say, look at that. People will talk about your cowardice act. Avyayam, for unimaginable time, people will remember you as the one who ran away from his duties. And that's a dishonor to you. And for somebody who's honored, what is greater than dishonor? I say it is worse than death. Say somebody who has never been honored, you can dishonor me, yeah, obviously, okay. But somebody who has seen him in high esteem, we see that in newspaper. Great examples we have seen in the last few years, people in high esteem, they fall down. General David Petraeus, the other guy who was the coach of Penn State, for them it is worse than death. So, do you want to go through that? Bhayat, ranat, uparatam, vansyante, tvam, maharathaha. All your peers, maharathi, you are a maharathi, all your peers will think that you ran away because of fear. Not that you had this high philosophy about not killing your teachers, and they will only see it from their perspective. That you must be fearful that you will not win this. There are times we don't compete because we think, what happens if I lose? I took a course at University of Richmond, week-long course of executive education. One exercise about project management. And I probably in the room was the most experienced project manager. So anyway, the first exercise I did, obviously I was on top of the class. Quite obvious, I have so much experience. Then the same, you have to take the second time. And they said the first time you do it, you get the prize 1, 2, and 3. But second time, you're not eligible for the prize because you already won, then the rest of the class gets it. So think, what did I do? Second time, I didn't participate. What if my highest score goes down to the lowest? Why risk that? Okay. So I decided to do something else and not take that second time. Well, I had nothing to lose. But he already said, you can't really win, you already won. Now I'm afraid that if I take part, now everybody has seen me as I am at the highest score. And now if I fall, they say, well, that must be a fluke. You know, the last time I thought. So if I don't take part, people will think I have not taken part because of my fear. Bhayat ranat uparatam mantante tvam maharataha. All these peers of yours, the maharathis, they will consider that you ran away. Esam chatvam bahumato bhutva yashasi lagavam. They will see very little of you. Right now they are thinking of very high of you. Who can win Arjuna? The debate was, who is going to win, Arjuna or Karna? Even Karna said, O Kunti, you will always have five sons. Either I survive or Arjuna survives. You will always have five sons. There was no competition other than Arjuna and Karna. Now Arjuna runs away, what happened? Our Karna has no competition. He wasn't really up to the par. People thought about him highly, but he wasn't really that great. Bhagavan said, you really want to go through that. Avachya vadanscha bahun vadishyanti tav ahitaha. Not only your peers will be thinking very little of you, but now look at the enemies. See, one fear is my friends will not think good about me. Well, that at least I can say, well, I'll tell them what happened really. But my enemies, that's the biggest fear. What would they think? My competitors. Ahitaha, the people who think ahit of you. They are not your well-wishers. They really want you to go down. They will take great pride in you going down. Avachya vadanscha bahun, they will say things which are not worth saying about you. Nindantaha tava samarthyam, and they will be criticizing your powers, that all this time, all the thing we heard was of just a made-up stories. He was never as powerful as you think. Tato dukhataram nukhem, what is more painful than that? That your enemies will belittle you. And they will be casting doubt over your prowess and powers. Hatova prapsasi swargam, jitvava bhokshase mahim. This is the perfect business technique. When you negotiate with anybody, it's only when you propose a win-win proposition then the deal gets made. It's never that I'm winning and I'm going to make you lose, the deal never gets done. You have to propose something saying, you will win in this, you are benefiting in this deal, and I'm benefiting in this deal. We both will benefit. Then deal gets done. Both shake hands and thank you very much for doing business with us. We learned from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan said everything. In the end, he puts a win-win proposition. Hatova prapsase swargam. Okay, so let's look at it. What will happen? Karna is no pushover and you may get killed. Hatova prapsase swargam. Then you will go straight to the hero's heaven. For generations to come, we'll talk about your heroship. Abhimanyu. At least in the Mahabharata, I was watching, the Karna comes to Abhimanyu and says, you have robbed both Arjuna and I the title of the greatest hero of this war. But you won that by just doing what you did. We don't stand a chance now. People will remember you as the greatest hero ever. So Bhagavan says, if you get killed, you will be in the hero's heaven right away. You're admitted. People will talk about you. All the great things you have done and you gave your life, the highest sacrifice you do. A few days ago, somebody had sent me a Facebook notification about the youngest freedom fighter who died during our liberation struggle, independence struggle. And I'll tell you, it made me cry literally. That people have given their lives as young as that person was, probably a teenager or so, so that we can be free. So that's the ultimate sacrifice, and therefore you will be the hero's heaven. Whoever that person is, I don't even know his name now, but it will be always with me. That there are young people have given their lives so that we can have freedom. So, Bhagavan Hatova Prapsasi Swargam Jitvava Bhokshase Mahim. And if you win, you will enjoy the kingdom of this earth. Tasmat Uttishta Kauntiya. He made this argument. There is nothing to lose. From a philosophical perspective, you will not incur any sin by doing your duties, even though it appears to be in contrary to what you would like to do. But this is your duty and you must do it. It's a win-win proposition. You get killed, you still is a winner. You win, you are a winner anyway. So now, action item. Once we make a win-win proposal, so let's make a deal. Let's have our secretaries draft up the agreement so we can move forward. Let's move forward. Tasmat uttishta kauntaya. Therefore, stand up now. Enough is enough. We talked about it. You've said, I can hold my Gandhi and all of that. I gave you all the reasons. There's nothing to lose. Get up. Tasmat uttishta kauntaya yuddhaya krutanischayaha. Get up and make a resolve to fight this battle. This is a direct call to us. We are fighting this battle of life, which sometimes we are facing conducive, sometimes unconducive. Sometimes we think, this is good for me, sometimes not good for me. We are afraid doing so I will incur sin. No, he said. As long as you are following your swadharma and fighting this battle of life, there is no room for complacency. Stand up and fight this battle, no matter what the situation is. So, tasmat uttishta yuddhaya krutanischaya, with the resolve to fight this battle in accordance with your dharma. So, it's a direct prescription that as long as you keep your swadharma in mind and do, there is nothing that will be negative for you. Sukha dukhe samekritva labha labhau jayajayo. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapshasi. So the one segment is over. The segment which was looking at it from a mundane perspective, why I should do my duties. That either I consider myself, oh, I'm Bhagwan's instrument and therefore I'm doing this. Or Bhagwan said, even look at it from your perspective. You as in lowly architect, you should do your duty because that's your dharma, that's what you enjoy. What else are you going to do? Continue doing. So, but do it according to your dharma. So, uttishta, get up and start working. Don't get disappointed. I have submitted 5 proposals, I didn't win. No. Go fight your battle. But how? Now comes how. Sukha dukhe samekritva. Winning, losing is part of your life. Labha labhau jaya jayo. Now the segment comes which is now more giving you practical advice. Fighting we must, Bhagavan said. There is no really an escape. Sometimes Minayana is going to say, I think that's the right thing to do. And I say, what choices do we have? That the only choice do I have. And I started NBG Architecture 14 years ago. And everybody said, great, Neil, I think that's a very good decision. I said, what choices did I have? I didn't have any choice but to do that. And now it turned out right, so everybody says, that's great. If it turned out bad, we told you, the bad time, why would you do anything like that? Haven't you read the statistics, how many firms fail? Bhagavan said, no, sukha dukhe samay kritva. It may work out, it may not work out. Labha labha, you may gain something, you may not gain anything, you lose. Jaya jayo, victory or defeat. And as we have discussed last time, this is at the 3 different levels, at the mental level, at the intellectual level, and the physical level. Because we live in this world, in this 3 different world, the world of my physical being, my mental being, and my intellectual being. Therefore, somebody says, the great day outside. I say, what are you talking about? Because I'm so upset. The great day outside doesn't mean much to me, as long as my microclimate is bad. The day outside is pretty dull, but I am all excited. It's a great day for me. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsyasi. We talked about papa before. A negative impression on your mind, which creates an environment which feels like hell to you. I'm going through hell. Why? It's my mental conditioning, which is creating this world outside, which is so unbearable for me. Same world is pleasant to other person, but not to me. Therefore, that negative impression is the sin. So anything which I do, and I'm not sure whether it is right or wrong, I'm creating a wrong impression on my mind. I do something, I know I should not have done it, but I did it anyway. It creates a negative impression on my mind. This is papa. Doctor said your diabetes, don't eat sweet. I eat it anyway, but it does create negative impression on my mind. That probably hurts me more than the sweet itself. That psychosomatic effect of I should not have eaten sweet, and have eaten is more harmful than the physical reaction of sweet with my insulin or whatever. Meena watches all these morning satsang, and I can overhear by passing here and there. Shiva Yoga Swami was saying, 100% of the diseases are psychosomatic, not 99%, 80%, 100% of disease are psychosomatic. As you remove this negativity from your mind, all diseases will be cured. Right or wrong, at least seems right to me. So, tato yuddha yujyasva na evam papam avapsyasi. Once you have resolved in your mind that this is my swadharma, this is my duty and I'm going to perform it at the best of my ability, no matter what the result is, you will not incur any sin. And with that, I'll stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukh Bhag Bhave. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.